Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Yeah, 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 yeah. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. Thank you to James. Thank you to Dean. Don't know why I'm thanking them. They were contractually obliged to be here. I'm thanking them for doing their job and getting paid for it. But maybe that's something we need to do. Maybe that's something we need to do. One of the things I want... The world sucks. Do you see the world this weekend? It just kind of collapsed in on itself and everything sucks now and like loads of bad things happened and, you know, some old people got shot by a nut job. Just because they were Jewish. They were old.
One was 97.
One was like the youngest, I think, was 53.
Yeah.
One was 97. Tough guy. I'm going to go and shoot some old Jews. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to a place of worship. I think it may have been a baby naming ceremony.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to a place of worship. I'm going to shoot me some 97-year-old Jews because I'm a tough guy. No. If you want to go and attack Jews, why don't you go and go hand to hand and attack some well-trained, physically fit, young Jewish martial arts masters.
Maybe Mossad.
Yeah, go on. If you want to get rid of all the Jews, start with the tough ones, right? If you get past the tough ones, barehanded, then you can do what you want. Don't start off going to a synagogue, shooting a 97-year-old woman. That's what we've come to. Dangerous great-great-grandparents. Huh? And this is how bad the world is. And so the president of the United States says, well, you know, things might have been different if they'd had an armed guard inside. Did you see that?
Yeah, because temples are well known for that.
Things might have been different. Here's the thing. Things might have been different if they had an armed guard inside. But why should we have armed guards inside places of worship?
But what about the trained police officers that came a cropper when they tried to take on the one bloke?
And also, even if you had that thought, right? Even if you had that thought, right? And you're the president of the United States of America, why would you say it? Why would you say it? Kind of saying, it's kind of their fault. They didn't have armed security there. So he's a dick. Right.
Let's take that to the... All right, let's go to Trump land just for a second.
Okay.
So everyone's tooled up, or at least, you know, another couple of people in there are. Maybe there's a couple of guards, right? So your nut job goes in and starts shooting.
Yep.
Other people withdraw their weapons and they start shooting.
Yep.
You're the first police officer on the scene. Who's the bad guy?
Yep. Crazy times. So that was bleak. And then... Oh, and then you get people like, I'm going to say her name, Katie Arskins tweeted that it was the rabbi's fault because he supports immigration. Oh, Jesus, man. This is the world that we live in when some great-grandparents can get shot when they're having a little prayer, and... people of influence, and Katie Hopkins is of influence, unfortunately, and the President of the United States certainly is, can say it's their fault. This is the world we live in, right? I don't do a whole show about that, but I'm just using that as an example of the bleakness that is happening in the world. The pipe bomber, you know, another, just an absolute bell cheese. Although I have to say, can I defend the pipe bomber slightly?
I don't know, can you?
I love that guy's van. I mean, fair play, because the van kind of flagged up it was him. Have you seen the van?
I've heard about it being covered in stickers that would signal someone.
It's covered in, like, I hate CNN. You know, Obama's a fag. You know, it's that kind of stuff. I mean, the CNN one is real. The Obama one's probably not. But it's that kind of stuff, right? So I respect the... It's just, like, covered in, I guess, bumper stickers. I guess they are.
And you know about the... This is something that we haven't heard so much about, yeah. Or I certainly haven't. Maybe I just missed it. Two black people killed in a grocery store in Kentucky.
Yeah.
By a white bloke.
Yeah.
It's a possible hate crime.
Yeah.
Possible hate crime. He also tried to enter a largely black church earlier that day.
Yeah. Well,
it's possible hate crime, though.
It's possible. It's possible. Yeah, it's possible. Let's get the results back from the laboratory. This is the world we live in, right? And we're not going to do a heavy show. Trust me, we're not going to do a heavy show. But just, you know, I got kids, man. I got kids in this game. And, you know, when America sneezes, we catch a cold, you know. And this kind of stuff is going to start. It's happening over here. It's happening over here, man. Luckily, we're not as dumb when it comes to the gun. But I got kids in this game, and the world sucks, right? The world really, really sucks. There was other stuff.
Did you hear about there's an investigation after a load of blokes dressed in Ku Klux Klan robes were spotted outside an Islamic centre in Ireland?
But there's good and bad people on both sides of this argument. Let's not forget that. So, what I want to do tonight, if we can, I don't want to dwell on the first 5 minutes about what sucks and how the world is a bleak and miserable place. We've only got 22 years left anyway, and then this whole thing shuts down. So what I thought we could do tonight, and I tweeted this last night, right, I tweeted it when I got home last night about, I don't know, 12:30, something like that, from a really lovely night, which more on in a second, because that's part of the thing. After being inspired by a very beautiful and moving evening, an evening that I wasn't really expecting that much from, but was actually stunning, and I'll tell you about it in a second, me and Kath went, I kind of thought, right, okay, how do we make the world a better place? And it's as simple as that. So tonight, I got a few questions. One of them is unsexy words. Sloppy is an unsexy word. If you want to call us with your unsexy words, 03444991000, the kind of words that would, if your lover...
Slack.
If your lover whispered it into your ear while you were making love, that you just go, oh, God, no, thanks. I'm done. And, I mean, someone, you know, if someone used the word sloppy or slack... whilst you would not, they're unsexy words is what I'm saying. So unsexy words, 03444991000. You can text them as well, 87222. Start your text with the word talk. 25p per massage.
Clammy.
25p pus massage per message, plus your standard network rate. See, I never do texts. Clammy. But also, and here's the underlying question, right? How can we make the world a better place? And I tweeted this, and loads of you, some of you, did like, well, we need to get rid of the far right. Well, okay, we need to get rid of the far right, and we need to get rid of the far left. You know, but actually, no, we can't do that stuff. We need to get rid of Trump and stop Brexit. Okay, fine, but we're not in a position to do that. So, how can we really make the world a better place? And I guess this is going to be kind of tiny micro attempts at improving our lot. I'll give you two from this weekend. And these are small. Right? These are small but significant. The first one was our film club that we did, the Rabbit Hole Picture Show on Saturday. It was a punt and about 60 of you rocked up to 2 North Down, a cracking comedy venue in King's Cross. Slightly out of the way, but a great venue. And most of you sat with us and watched a movie for a couple of hours. And some of you stuck around for another hour to have a Q&A and a, you know, silly prize giving and stuff. And it was a joy. We weren't sure if anyone was going to come. People came. People who bought tickets didn't come, which makes me think they forgot. Oh, well. We watched the brilliant Fright Night 1985, which I'd never seen before. Your choice.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. Oh, it was a great film.
It was silly, but it was fun, wasn't it?
Where the hell were you, Sam?
Oh, he had a nightmare.
Uh-oh, what happened, man? Go and tell us what happened. I'm only teasing about you not being there. We, you know, you're always welcome.
You weren't missed, though.
Yeah, we know. Well, thanks. What happened, man?
So my mum had gone up to see my nan in Leicester,
yeah,
because she's not doing so great. Broke down halfway, so I went up to rescue mum, gave mum my car.
And you sat with her?
So she went and I waited for the RAC.
Good lad. What a good boy.
There you go.
That's making the world a better place. Well done. That is making the world a better place. That's it. That's
looking
an example
after your
of it. Okay. Well, we had about 60 people turn up. We watched. Kath and I sang a song. Dead Ringer for Love, Meatloaf and Cher. Opened the show with that. It was, you missed it. We won't be doing that one again until we have enough songs in a repertoire to do a full concert.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's something I meant to say to you. That's what we're going to do. When we've got about 12, 15 songs, we're doing a concert.
I was thinking when it was over, I thought, oh good. I forgot some of it, but I'd never have to learn it. It's fine.
By the way, words coming in, unsexy words. Flaccid. Flaccid is an unsexy word.
Oh, yeah.
So we sang that. Then we watched a couple of, a B movie. Did you enjoy that B movie?
I did.
Blues? Wasn't it charming?
Yeah.
It's not laugh. Well, actually, a couple of laughs out loud. But a really charming movie, 3.5 minute film that I saw on Facebook. And I messaged this guy in the States, Corey Snierowski. And I said, can we show that at this thing we're doing in London? He was thrilled. And it was just really charming and not, you know, a guy buys some corn, then finds some balloons. And that was it. Then we watched the trailer for the next movie, American movie, which we're screening on November the 25th, 2 o'clock, 8 p.m., 2 p.m. show, £8. IanLee.com/event if you want to come. I'll be mentioning that a bit over the next few weeks. Then we watched Fright Night and people cheered and booed and applauded wildly when Roddy McDowall made his big return to the scene to fight vampires. You brought pick and mix to pass around.
I did. There was a trick or treat big. I went to the shop for my kids earlier that day, and there was a great big trick or treat bowl. And I went, I know exactly what I'm doing with that. Bought the bowl, bought loads of trick or treat sweets, and it just got passed around in the course of the night.
Passed it around during the cinema, and people. I think I saw. I can't remember the inventor's name then, but I didn't get to speak to him.
Leon was there.
He sat next to me, but I didn't speak to him because the film was on, and then he left for the second half. But I would tap someone on the shoulder, and they'd look at this big bowl of sweets and go, huh? Go, take some and then pass it round. What? Take some and then pass it round. Get them passed around.
Do you know what? It did a few laps.
Yeah, it did. Did all right.
People were, you know.
It was going well.
Then eating in moderation.
Then we had a little break, and then we did a Q&A with a really cool guy. Called Gary Smart, who we've invited to be on the show tomorrow. Then I remembered we're not here tomorrow.
Oh, are you?
So I spoke to him. So Gary's going to come on the phone on Wednesday, 11 o'clock on Wednesday, who makes documentaries about horror films. How do we make the world better? He has got a job working in a school, but his hobby and his passion, not hobby, that demeans it slightly, I think. His passion is making documentaries primarily about horror films, although he's just working on one about the police academy films. And he's making a series for Amazon as well, like a horror kind of series. And this is his passion, and he doesn't make a living from it yet, but he's heading that way. And all the money he makes from his Hellraiser documentary gets put into the a Fright Night documentary, and all the money from that gets spent. He just keeps getting, he goes
he's
to
these
conventions.
He's done RoboCop as well, hasn't he?
RoboCop, and he does all these. And some of these documentaries can be found on the official DVDs of the movies. And Gary came down, and loads of you stayed for the Q&A, and we were worried that people were going, we've seen the film, we'll go. And we chatted to him for about 30, 35 minutes. We chatted to him for ages.
Yeah.
And then people asked questions. And the thing of how do we make the world a better place? He's making the world a better place by making these. And he gave out a load of DVDs, Blu-rays. And he said to me and Kath, I'll send you one. I said, we'll buy them. I can't. You brought half a dozen. We're going to buy them. He does it because he loves it. Wouldn't accept any payment from us. Because I'd made him an offer on the email. He said, no, I don't want any money. So then we tried to give him a few quid for the train journey back to Birmingham. He said, no, I'm not interested in that. Just doing it because I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
How do we make the world a better place? Then we stuck around and we said hello to a few people and took some pictures, and loads of people gave us some gifts, including a voodoo doll for me. So watch out.
I've got a candle from a voodoo priestess that's supposed to be the recipe for success. Obviously, I've not lit it yet.
No.
You'll know when I have.
She won't be here. Or I'll be dead.
Oh, no.
03444991000. So how do we make the world a better place? Then Sunday night, I'll tell you in a second, so we're going to go to the break. But Sunday night, Catherine and I went to something that I thought was going to be fun, but wasn't expecting too much. And actually, it turned out to be, it was beautiful. Really moving.
Really special.
And we'll tell you about that in a second. So two things on the go, right? And the second one about words that are unsexy. It's kind of, we're trying to make the world a better place by doing something stupid. So words that are really unsexy. 0344 499 1000. And how do we make the world a better place? But it doesn't have to be. Lots of people say, well, let's get rid of religion. Okay, fine. We ain't going to do that very easily. Just, I guess, small ways.
Also, for some people, that saves their lives.
Yeah. So small examples of what we can do to make the world a better place after all this hideousness that's going on everywhere. 03, that's not a bad start to the week. 03-44-499-1000 is the telephone number. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Kath is very, very impressed.
Well, you're becoming a magnate.
No, I'm so stupid. I can't attract metal. I am doing very well with my... I told you I was becoming a professional gamer. It's taken a little bit longer than I expected. But you can now follow me. Subscribe to me on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Ian Lee.
There's an unsexy word.
Twitch. Alan, stay there. Your time is coming, buddy. Good evening, Ben.
Oh, Ian.
Ben.
You're not supposed to have said that. I'll try to tell the fellow on the phone. Oh, do you want to test that, Alan? Who am I?
Oh, here we go.
Where is this Alan fella?
Say hello to him.
Hello.
Alan, are you there?
I'm here.
Who am I?
Your caller.
Oh!
Yes, if you listen to the show, mate, you must know.
It's Andre.
Ben's ego's getting so big, he thinks people are going to recognise him. Who is it, Alan?
It's Andre.
Yeah, well, Ben, okay, just a second. So Ben has been calling for a while now, and I like Ben's ego in the fact that he thinks he's a big enough star to be recognised.
He thinks that we'd recognise his voice.
Alan, who do you think it is?
Andre.
Alan, I'm going to give you a clue. You're speaking to Ben. Who do you think it is?
Peter Andre.
Okay, I'm going to give you one more clue, Alan, right?
Okay.
The caller's name is Ben. Who is it you're speaking to?
Benjamin.
Right. It's Ben. So you don't get a point for that, I'm afraid.
Benjamin was his proper name.
Right. Well, yeah, but you...
Have you Alan, have you had a little tipple, my friend?
No, I'm stone cold sober.
He's what? I'm sober. A what, mate? A server?
Yeah, I'm a server of the High Court judge.
Oh, right. Okay.
Well, the vibe got sucked out there pretty quickly, but thanks, Alan. We can't give you that because you
didn't recognise Ben.
Simon in the New Forest. What would you like? You got a question for Alan?
Question for Curdy.
Okay,
question
so you've got 10 questions. You got to get 6 or more right. So far, you've got 0 out of 1.
What, ready?
Oh, hang on, Caddick's disappeared. Hang on a second. Alan, can you throw to Simon? Go on.
Right, Caddick.
Yes.
Rainbow George started on a fantastic, mythical, non-existent journey. How many years ago was it?
Non-existent. Ooh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. I'm going to give you 5 years grace either way, because that's a tough one. It's not actually
Rainbow George.
You've heard of him, yeah?
Yeah, he's the little pink puppet from Rainbow.
Okay.
Okay, all right, yeah. Okay.
He really listens to this show every day.
Doesn't he pay attention to it, guys?
I would say 1976.
Right. That's right, isn't it, Simon?
No, 1 year out.
But wrong, George.
Well, here's the thing, right? We gave him 5 years grace. He's out by a year. So statistically, he's got it right, okay?
But you know he's thinking of completely the wrong... Not even a person. He's thinking of a puppet.
But we have to...
definitely a lucky guess.
But we have to give him... We have to give him the point.
Yeah.
Well done.
Fair enough.
Thank you, Simon. Thank you. Let's try other Simon. Good evening, other Simon. Have you got a question that you'd like to ask Alan Caddick?
I have, Ian. Mr. Caddick, I've got a question
for
you.
Yes, Simon.
Your question is, Nigel from Maidstone, what song is his most sung song on the radio?
The Lindsay Lohan song.
It's one Ian and Kath love. Ian and Kath love it.
Lindsay Lohan.
It's the one and only Carrick Fergus.
It's Carrick Fergus.
I wish I was.
And here's another one who don't listen.
Carrick Fergus.
Thank you, Simon. Alan, so when do you listen to the show, Alan? Because...
Well, I listened back over the weekend and I listened to the first hour.
Jimmy Hill, chinny chinny wreck on Jimmy Hill. He's talking out of his arse. Let's see. Hang on. Let's see why Harry's called in. Harry, have you got a question for Alan to prove he doesn't listen to the show?
Yes. Hello, Alan.
Hi, Harry.
Right. Last week, Ian and Kath both received a call from someone who got to spend time with a very famous British prisoner who committed a very famous British crime.
Oh.
Who was it? If you listen, Alan, you'll know.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
You don't want her there.
Well, whatever, stab in the dark and say...
Don't say stab in the dark when you're talking about a murderer. Who?
Buster Edwards.
Harry?
Buster Edwards.
Nope. Completely wrong.
Do you want to tell him who it was?
Rose West.
Rose West, Alan.
No, I didn't like the woman because what she did was unforgivable.
Well, I feel now obliged that I have to say I also dislike the woman... And I find her unforgivable, Catherine?
Yeah, not in my name.
Okay, right. I feel I've never felt I had to justify my dislike for. We weren't celebrating.
We were just saying that was the person we were talking about.
Okay. So you've got 3 wrong and 1 right. Okay.
Not looking good.
It's not looking great, mate. It's almost as if you've never heard the show before. You get one more, you get 2 more wrong.
And we're game over.
It's game over and you're not a listener to the show, okay?
Okay.
Catherine. Have you got a question to ask Alan Caddick to prove... I haven't got an out time, young Sam. Have you typed it? I'll close it down and start again. Have you got a question to prove that young Alan Caddick doesn't actually listen to the show?
Okay. Let me think of something kind that I can do. Okay, let's see.
Do easy on me, Cal.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
On Friday, we got one of James Whale's callers to ring up. I'd heard her the day before and thought, oh, I'd really like her to ring us. And she did. What's her name? I'll give you multiple choice. Ready?
Yeah.
Was her name Pat? Was her name Karen? Or was her name Susan?
I'll go for option number three.
Susan's correct.
Correct answer. Well done. So it's 3-2. Okay, I've got a question for you.
Go on, boss.
What was the name of the gentleman who used to take the phone calls for us before Sam?
Edward Swift.
I'm just going to check with Kathleen because I don't actually remember him. Was that right?
Well, you're saying it a bit funny. It was Id.
Id. Okay, you've got that
Id
right.
Id Swift.
It's 3-3. 0344 499 1000. You've got a question for Caddick to prove he doesn't listen to the show, Kathleen.
Okay. Caddick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. Caddick. Now. Let me think of one. Okay. Name the gentleman spy caller.
Oh.
Name the gentleman spy caller.
Ooh.
That's an easy one.
James.
James what?
Bond.
It's an incorrect answer, and you know it. You're just being facetious. It's Dion from Langley.
Right, so can allow no more to be wrong.
It's 4-3. No more can be wrong. Okay. Nigel from Maidstone.
Yeah.
Where does he live?
Maidstone in Kent.
Absolutely correct. It's 4-4. Okay, this is tense.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is indeed.
This next question is vitally important.
Okay.
Does Alan Caddick listen to this show or not?
What is Sally's problem?
Oh, he's getting excited. Do you hear that? He's getting excited.
Oh, my God.
He's got a little Caddick boner going.
Oh. She was my barrister at the trial.
Correct.
But she has a recurring problem on this show.
No, because she's done a good job defending me at the trial.
Yes, but she's living very dangerously. What is her problem?
Apart from you!
I don't think Sally's got a problem because we haven't heard from Sally for a while.
She has a problem with a piece of equipment.
The headset keeps playing up.
The what?
Headset.
The
headset.
Is that your final answer?
No. Can I phone a friend?
Go on then.
Can you phone Sally?
No.
It's not called. Can you? You've got to phone a friend.
Hold on. Can we please and come back to me with the answer?
No, we'll wait.
But we're going to have to leave at 11.
No, we're not. We can wait. What did he say?
I don't know, but it sounded very distressed.
I think he's shrinking.
Come on!
Someone started his engine.
I'm ringing the fire fans. Do you want your last speaker?
Yes, please.
I need your help!
Oh, God. So her main problem is that he's got her phone number.
You're only in and cap at the moment. Oh, I need help with a question.
What is your problem?
She's got her phone down on me!
She's got her phone down!
Try it. Don't take that, Alan. Call her back.
Blocked.
Hold on. I'm trying again.
You do it. Just say, Sally, what's your problem?
Come on, I've now got no signal on my phone.
Oh, it's not looking good, Alan.
It's not looking great, is it, Al?
I've got to get with 21st century technology.
Yes.
I've been eating down 2 cups and a piece of string.
Yeah. Oh, mate, it's not looking great, is it? Just say out loud, and if you believe it, something might happen. Just say nice and loudly, Alan. Say, Sally, what is your problem? Just try it.
Sally, what's your problem?
My problem is my smoke alarm.
Thank you. I'll have a fire and a smoke alarm.
You'll have what?
I'll take that and a smoke alarm.
Do you want me to hang up on her now, Alan?
Well, no.
No, don't stay.
She's gone. Smoke alarm. Right. We're going to go to the news late. When we come back, you got one more question, right? This question, if you get it right, you listen to the show and the stats prove it. If you get it wrong, you're worse than Nigel from Maidstone.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Alan Caddick.
Hiya.
Hiya.
Just got one question to go.
Got one question to go, but someone, I just want to see if this guy will come and talk to us, because someone's texted in saying, just get rid of Alan.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to phone this guy up. Rich, if you're listening, I'm not going to have a go. I just would like to hear your opinion on things.
If he starts, I'm ready for the argument.
Well, no, don't do an argument with the dude. We just want to hear his. Listen, but tonight's show is about creating peace and love and making the world a better place. Hang on a second. Is he there? Because I can't hear him. What's going on with these phones? Hello. Is that Rich?
Yeah, it is. Hi, Ian.
Rich, nice to talk to you, mate. I appreciate your text. So thank you. So please don't think I'm phoning up to have a pop. May I read your text out, please?
You can indeed.
Rich has very kindly texted in. He's written, please ban Caddick permanently. He does not listen to the show and is boring.
Excuse me? Did you not hear the twirl of Alan Peter Caddick?
Excuse me, Alan. We're one question away from finding out whether you do listen to the show or not, OK? So just button it. All he says is, all right, boss, like the brown nose he is. Then he mentions some irrelevant rubbish. What is the point of him? And then Rich adds classy touch. This is why I wanted to speak to the guy. Hello, Kath. Love the show. So, now, Rich, is there anything you would like to add to that?
No, I think that's quite succinct. I just think he's a fellow Brummie.
Uh-oh.
He's so boring. I mean, God, I know you need listeners, but your show's brilliant. But every time I hear him, I tend to switch over.
Okay.
Why don't you go back to RBC?
Welcome, Alan, listen, after the last set of figures, we need every listener we can get, all right? So don't you dare tell Rich to go. Don't go anywhere, please, Rich. I swear to God, we need you.
Right.
We can make this right, Rich. We can make this right.
Now, here's the thing, right, Rich? He is, and I'm Rich, I'm hoping you can ask a question to Alan that will prove whether he listens or not. So have a little think. We are one answer away. If he gets the next answer right, that makes 6 out of 10, 60%. That means he's a listener. The stats prove it. The stats do not lie. If he gets the next one wrong, Rich, that's 5 right, 5 wrong. You could get that by guesswork. That proves he's not a listener. And then we will have to come up with a suitable punishment for him. So, Rich, sounds like you're a big fan of Catherine's. Don't know why.
Both of you guys.
Well, all right, mate. Come on now. Have you got a question for Alan that will prove whether he listens to this show or not?
Apart from the point, why does he bother?
Why does he bother, correct? Apart from that.
No. Why does he bother calling up? He's asleep half the time and you call him back. let me think.
There's real beef between these two. I love it.
Where are you, Richard? I'm going to find you and I'm going to hunt you down like a dog.
Let me go sit there, mate. Anytime you want, I'm there.
He'll give you the grid reference, the map location, everything. He'll be there. See, he'll be by the balls in about 20 minutes. Rich?
Yeah.
Come on now. Give us a question, Rich. This is it. This is Alan's future depends on this.
Okay. Who's the lady who was in some cheeky photos? Of a senior age who's been called in recently.
Great question.
Can you translate that, because I couldn't understand Richard's Brummie accent?
So you're in a proper Brummie, are you, mate? What a night, I thought.
Okay, I want Ian to repeat the question.
I will repeat the question.
You don't understand English, obviously. Yeah, go on.
Who was the lady, a senior lady, who's called the show a few times and has taken some adult photographs and directed us to a website so we could see her adult photographs? One of them involved her hanging upside down on a plastic sofa. popular call.
One off.
Shut it! Shut up!
Sorry.
But yes, I think he is. Alan?
I'm going to be access denied.
Just guess a lady's name.
Psychic Sylvia the Swinger.
Right, she's not called in for 12 years, so that is incorrect data. So, Alan, yeah. The stats are you got five of those right. You got five.
That's far better than I thought I would get.
Yeah, because you don't listen. The stats prove you don't listen. Rich, what punishment would you like to hand down to this interloper?
Can you ban him permanently or no. At least for a month, please?
No, I will ban him for the week.
Okay.
Is that fair, Alan?
Week is fair.
Right, you're banned for 2 weeks then.
He's a fair cop.
He's banned for 2 weeks, Rich.
Oh, thanks, Ian. Thanks, Kath.
Thank you, mate. Thank you for being a good sport. There we go. He's a good lad. So Caddick's banned for 2 weeks for not listening.
But out of that, my favourite noise that Caddick makes, his thinking noise.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.